Howard Dodger, it's the fifth year for the Bearcat Festival. Where has the time gone? Does it seem like that? It just seems like 3 or 4 years to me, and now here we're at number five.
To me, it feels like this is number five. Doing all the
a little bit of work,
work on it, yes.
I mean, I'm looking at the schedule, and there's just all kinds of things going on. We might as well start chronologically. It's kicking off this coming Thursday, actually in the afternoon, with some master classes, and there's a bunch of those throughout this. Let's get going with Thursday afternoon.
The first thing Thursday afternoon is this gentleman named Charles Dennis Thurman, who does a part lecture recital on 400 years of improvisation. And he starts with the very beginning, just an absolute history of improvisation. And he's incredibly versatile. So it touches on classical improvisation up through the history of like ragtime improvisation and ragtime writing and jazz. And he can move fluidly in between all of those styles. I was at a festival at the Colburn School in Los Angeles this summer, which is where I heard him do this, and I thought we've absolutely got to get him here. He was on the faculty at University of Southern California for a long time.
And a lot of these workshops, if not all of them, are free. Some of the concerts are free throughout the Bearcat.
Yeah, all the master classes are free, which they're at 2 p.m., most of them.
And then on that night, on that Thursday evening, familiar name comes back. He's been away for a while.
Evening, we have the return of Frank Weinstock, who was the chair of the piano department when I was hired in 2004, and then went, as we say, to the dark side, into administration, became the interim associate dean, then the associate dean, and eventually the interim dean, and now is enjoying his retirement. We've pulled him out of it to give a recital on Thursday night, and then he gives us a master class on Friday afternoon. The master classes continue. There's a master class then Saturday afternoon with Boris Lutsky from the Peabody Conservatory, who is presenting a recital actually Friday night. In terms of the recitals, one of the collaborations that we're happiest about is having the winner of the World Piano Competition this year, Mariana Prijavalskaya, is presenting a recital on Saturday, February 8th at 7 p.m. This is actually the first time that the winner of the World Piano Competition has actually been presented in a public recital in Cincinnati. Usually the recitals have been more private affairs, and so we're very excited about this. Mariana's very excited about it, and it's a wonderful tie-in because her teacher is actually Boris Lutsky. So it'll be a really great weekend with his recital on Friday and then her recital on Saturday.
And I guess all of these recitals are in Werner Hall.
All of the recitals are in Werner Hall, which is really, if you haven't been, it's a very beautiful, beautiful concert hall. Then we have Chung Mo Kang from Juilliard School, who's one of the most highly regarded teachers of our time, founded the Korean National Conservatory back in the early 90s, was a classmate of mine at Peabody. He comes for a master class on Monday afternoon. Monday evening, we have a master class with Momoro Ono. If the name Ono sounds familiar, it's because it is the brother of UC President Santa Ono, and Momoro presents a recital Tuesday evening. Tremendous pianist. We were colleagues together at Peabody as well with Leon Fleischer.
And isn't he on the faculty of Creighton University in
He's
Omaha,
on the faculty
Nebraska?
Of Creighton University.
Santa Ono a pianist as well?
Santa Ono is a cellist.
Cellist.
He studied for a long time as a high school student and also in college and played a lot of chamber music. One of our projects long term is to get him on the stage at CCM.
And this whole Bearcat Festival is actually, as you can tell from what Awadaja was just talking about, there's just a million events going on, both master classes and concerts. Some are ticketed and fee is attached. Others are free. You can find out about it all if you go to the website, wvxu.org, and link to CCM. Michael Chertok is with us as well, and leading up with the Bearcat Piano Festival going out through the month of February. We're at the ninth annual, is that correct? The ninth annual Pianopalooza?
I cannot believe it, especially considering Awadaj and I are essentially the same age we were when this started. That's amazing. Pianopalooza is sort of serving as the cherry on top of the Bearcat Piano Festival Sunday, and it is the ninth time we've done this. We are going to have performances in which the faculty and the students are going to share the program and share the stage. The theme, with it being so close to Valentine's Day, is love and romance. My colleague James Toko and I are going to play the Leonard Bernstein Symphonic Dances from West Side Story, arranged for two pianos by John Musto. Awadaj and Pratt is going to play solo music. And aren't you also going to play in collaboration with some of your students, possibly?
We're not sure about that yet.
Thinking about it?
Yeah,
okay.
It could happen.
What I'm really excited about, some of the student performances are going to be tremendous. The level of piano playing at CCM has gotten so high that I feel like walking down the fourth floor to my studio, you sometimes feel like you're walking through a really tough and dangerous neighborhood musically, where you know, if I met some of these people in a pianistic dark alley, I'd want to turn around and run the other way. And some of those pianists are playing. Igor Penchevsky is going to be offering Preludes of Rachmaninoff, which fits perfectly in a romantic theme. Uri Kim, who is a pianist of ours who will be playing Preludes by Frédéric Chopin. She just gave a New York recital debut, and in the audience was the actor Gene Wilder, who's a big fan of Debussy, which is a specialty of hers. So he's now one of her newest fans. I'm not entirely sure she even knew who he was, but we made sure she did afterwards. Heijin Pak is going to perform variations on an original theme by Johannes Brahms. She's a terrific young pianist. And what I'm most curious to hear, the person who helped us organize student participation is named Andy Villamez. He is a CCM student who came to us from Vanderbilt, and maybe that Nashville influence got into his blood. He's an awesome arranger of piano and multi-piano tracks. In fact, I think he appears on your latest Ring CD.
The opening track?
It was like a Christmas medley of
Victor Herbert's
Toyland. Yes, no, it was wonderful. It even had
a two-piano arrangement. Yeah.
Yeah, an early 20th century, late 19th century feel. He has written Songs of Love, which will be performed by Sophie Wong and Andy Villamez. I have no idea what it's going to sound like, but I have a feeling it's going to be one of my two or three favorite things on the program. Again, the theme is love and romance. Tickets can be purchased at the CCM box office, and the prices are really quite easy on the pocket.
I know in the past you've had a finale with a million hands on keyboards. Does that always take place?
That is a secret.
If you told me, you'd have to kill me.
I told you I'd have to break your fingers. Yes.
But there will be something special to...
I hope so. I think it's going to be very special. I hope you think it's special. For Bearcat Piano Festival, my former teacher, Frank Weinstock, is playing a recital and giving a class, and I know he's going to do a tremendous job. I can't wait to hear it.
We've been talking piano, piano, and more piano with the Bearcat Piano Festival kicking off this Thursday in the afternoon with a masterclass and then concerts between Thursday, February 6th, and the culmination of Piano Palooza on the 16th of February with Michael Chertok and Awatosh and Pratt. And thank you for joining us. Thanks for visiting. It's always good to catch up.
Thank you.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell. Go to WVXU.org, and we'll link you to the CCM website with all the information.